Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? This is Channing from CNK Daily, and I'm this week's guest on the Kicks and Shit Show. Check me out.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. We are back, episode 45 of the Kicks and Shit Show. Burr, 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 burr. It's good.
Ooh, okay. That was clean, Gerard.
Yeah, I'm working on the breath control. It's you gotta really make sure it's all coming together. But Gabby, what's going on in those streets? How are you?
I haven't seen a lot of the streets this week, Gerard, but I did get a new washer and dryer so I can keep my fifth fresh. You know, that was a really fun moment for me. Definition of being an adult.
You literally text me, you're like, I have no washer dryer. There was no washer dryer. Your internet was messed up. Like, it was.
It's been a week in these streets, Gerard. It's felt like a month in the streets since we last connected. But, you know, I feel like we've gotten another shot at life. Yeah. Really happy to be here.
I can have clean clothes.
I have a digital washer and dryer. Ooh. Let me tell you, the one thing that they don't tell you is
that digital is nice, right?
So what happens behind your washer and dryer when your building hasn't replaced it in 20 years? Ooh. Let me tell you, I had like David the Gnome crawled out from under there and he was like, feed me, and then ran out of my apartment.
Wait, with Swifty or without Swifty? With the fox, Swifty, or without Swifty?
Oh, no, just him.
Okay.
I was like, no, I had to actually Swiffer out Swifty. He didn't make it. Yeah, sorry. That took a turn.
That's a little sad.
But what's going on the streets for you, Gerard?
Oh, man. You know, it's we are back post-All-Star, so it's the throes of NBA. We're gearing up. It's maybe going to be spring. We had spring forward, right? A little daylight savings time. So you lose that hour. It's just bright as hell out later, which kind of feels good, except it's cold as hell out right now. So I don't feel great about that. I will say there have been some interesting things in the news that I've been looking at vis-a-vis sneakers. And, you know, the day we're recording this is going to be a Clubhouse chat tonight with our friend Kari, a.k.a. Sneaker Fetish. And, well, I'm not going to say who because that person is going to be a future guest on this show. But something sprouted up around who's had more impact on the sneaker culture. Tinker Hatfield or Kanye West. And it was a really interesting sort of like people are coming at it from different points. And obviously, you know, a lot of the older heads were like, it's Tinker. Obviously, a lot of the younger people were like, no, it's got to be Kanye. And it's what it is to me, just straight off the start, it's different, right? Like Tinker, of course, we know what Tinker has done with the Jordan line. But even if you just take his Jordan stuff away, like you go Air Max, like, I mean, Tinker has been involved in so many things and his stuff is generational because he came first, right? Who knows in 20 or 30 years what the Yeezy legacy will be. I was going to say we won't be around. Hopefully we'll be around then because that's not that long. No, I was doing the math in my head like that ain't that long.
I ain't going anywhere for a long time, Gerard, so I won't be around.
That ain't that long. But it'll be interesting to see 30 years from now what is the Yeezy legacy, right? Like, and so it's just, you know, but you know how it is on the internet. Everyone's got to fight and find a corner and like wild out and yell. And I'm like, let's just see what it looks like for, you know, Kanye post with what he's doing with the Yeezy line.
Do you know what I have to say, though?
Mm.
I have 2 points. I'll start with the first one that I think you're going to really enjoy. Do you know what this debate reminds me a little bit of?
LeBron and Michael Jordan?
Absolutely. I'm glad you took that light up. Steph Curry with the shot. That's exactly what I think it is, right? Is Jordan paved the way in the way that Tinker did. It was something that was new and different.
Right.
And there's an obvious legacy there. But I will say, though, you know, Kanye has also done something new and different. I mean, those dumpling shoes that just came out, you know. I don't want any dim sum in my sneaker closet. Not for me. But you know what? It's innovation. It's different. It's something that we've never seen before. Yeah. So I can't hate on that.
Yeah. I love it. She said, I don't want any dim sum in my sneaker closet.
I mean, they look like dumplings.
But how do you feel about dumplings in general, though?
I love
delicious,
dumplings.
Right? Yeah. They're quite good.
But yeah, so fried, you know.
So it'll be interesting to see, and we'll talk about this more next week with our guest. And And in the weeks to come, I just think that what we're seeing is an evolution, right? Like, of course, and we talk about this all the time, Jordan Brand and the OG, they're not going anywhere. But 30 years from now, when we are older and there are people who are our age now or younger, what are the sneakers that they're going to be into or interested in? It might look a lot different, you know? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say. I can't be out here per se like, oh, this is what it's going to be. Look, Jordan still may be the may rule the day. They may not. Time will tell. But I thought it was an interesting piece to look at. And I know we'll talk about this later with our guest. Also, I love what what Foot Locker's doing. Obviously, hiring Melody Ehsani, Reebok hiring Porsche. Like we talk about. Of course, it's Women's History Month. We love the fact that brands are doing things for the ladies. We know, of course, like. This is just one step, right? Like, it's like, we got many, 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 many miles to go before we're at a place. And as I always say, Gabby, it's like the world, right? Like, the world has many, 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 many miles to go before it is a true place of inclusivity, right? So sneaker culture is no different.
But I will say, though, any progress is still progress. Mm-hmm. And I take that as a win. You know, I think this episode is extra special, too, because, you know, when this comes out, I know we've talked about Air Max month. It's going to be officially Air Max week leading into the actual Air Max day. Mm-hmm. So I love that we're talking about Tinker because he's been such a pioneer for such a classic silhouette. And I'm excited to see where everything goes, you know, like, I don't know. I'm coming from a place of zen and positivity this week, Gerard.
Yo, you think in 30 years, you're going to be rocking Air Maxes?
As long as they don't crumble in my closet, absolutely.
Because you actually will be, oh, maybe. I was going to say, you will be Grandma Gabby by then. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Like, well, got to get married. And then I'm really doing all the quick math. Like, I mean, it's all.
I was going to say, put me on the fast track, Gerard. We'll see.
It's all possible.
I mean, it's all possible, it's all possible. But right now I'm not trending positively towards that. Just keep it 100, you know? Right now, fly to my DM, guys. Taking male suitors.
But just fellas, please be respectful if you're going to be up. Please don't be. This ain't an open casting call. Like, chill. Chill.
Yeah, no, cuffing season's over. Sorry, guys. You know, gotta wait till next year.
As usual, we always trend into Kicks and Shit Show After Dark. So we'll put a bow on this and get ready for our guest. She is someone who obviously, you know, champions women in the industry and carved out her own platform and her own lane. And I think you guys will enjoy hearing from her. So stay tuned. Peace. What's good, everybody? We are back. And Gabby, we are not alone. We are joined by the CEO, founder, the creator of CNK Daily, Channing Beamer. Channing, what's good?
That intro is, can you follow me?
Listen, Chang, let me tell you, every week,
Starbucks.
Every week people say that. And I say the same thing every time. No problem. I'll do that for you. 10% of all earnings here to go. And we good to go. No problems.
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We're living, happy to have you.
Living, trying to maintain in these COVID streets as we were talking about off air, you know. Keeping it.
I really do wish that you guys had seen our conversation before we actually started this and just seen the frustration.
I feel you. I mean, I say this to Gerard every week that we should be recording the pre-stuff because this is when we get the good stuff, right? We talk about, like, we record on Skype, you guys. I don't know if you have used Skype since, like, the
90s. I don't know if you've heard of Skype, but it's this thing.
Ask your parents. Ask your grandparents.
95 knows what Skype is.
Yeah. My AOL email is my backup email.
Yo, AOL emails were the shit back in the day. Like,
I have to ask though. I know we're going on a tangent already. What was your AOL email / screen name? I need to know from both of you.
I'll
share mine. Mine's very embarrassing.
What was yours?
Foxy Roxy 82384. Because
birthday, right? And like
my birthday. Yeah. And Foxy rhymes with Roxy. I don't know what bag I was in back in college, but, you know, I had a Roxy sticker on the back of my car. Foxy Roxy.
Oh, God. I think mine bad. Was like, oh, my God.
I think it's a safe space.
I think mine was like Channy Gal 8:17 or something like that. Oh, help me, Jesus.
I love it. Help me, Jesus. I unfortunately, I'm not as fun as you guys. I was like J. Hector 1121. Like, it was very just like, you know, I was very boring like that, right? Birth date and like my first initial, last name. But it is funny, right? Because you think
I
back.
I really thought you were going to say like basketball number or something like that, because that yeah. was literally the thing.
I know. Like, it's your number, like. Or Chicago Bulls super fan 2-3. It's like, all right, dude, like, chill with that shit. Like,
the overly poetic away messages and everything.
Hey, I was perfectly okay at the age.
You know what to do. That was my favorite.
Oh my god, no! Literally used to sit by the boombox, which y'all don't know what that is.
Oh yeah, I mean, shit, we know what a boombox is.
Used to sit by and like record a song, and then like be like, "Hi guys, this is Channing."
Leave it.
It was like usually like 112's Cupid.
Oh, yeah. Channing. Like, oh, ooh.
Mine was No Diggity.
Let's talk about 112 Cupid. I may or may not have made a mixtape. Yes, a mixtape. Not a mix CD, a mixtape, right? Potentially yeah. for someone.
A lady.
Possibly. With 112's Cupid definitely on there.
When I tell you, to this day, listen, like, I'm going to whisper because my parents are here today. I ruined, like, 4 computers just because of LimeWire.
My mom's like, what's wrong with the computer?
I'm oh, like, I don't know. Weird.
Like, I don't know where all these viruses came
from. Oh, I don't know. Word.
Pop-up? What?
Yo, the early internet was wild, right? Like, usually, you were just, like, out there. Like, you ain't know what the hell was going on. You're in these random-ass chat rooms. You're like, what the fuck is going
ASL?
On?
ASL? You know what that is. It's age, sex, location. No, that was, like, the prerequisite when you go into the AOL chat rooms back in the day. It would be A/S/L. Age, sex, location. To make sure that I wasn't, like, a 16-year-old or pedophile. Yeah, you don't remember that?
Which, by the way, how many people were lying their ass off and being pedophiles all up in them rooms?
Like, you think I wasn't like, I'm 14, nice to meet everyone.
Clearly, I'm pretty sure I was like conversing with some questionable figures on MySpace.
100%.
But probably. Absolutely. And don't get me started on Black Planet.
Oh, Black Planet. Anyway,
that was my early web design flex.
Look at you.
At the sparks.
Oh, I was a live journal girl myself. You know,
look at you guys. We could really get into this whole thing because this is wild, as Gabby likes to say.
If you're not a Nike Talk veteran, you can't be friends.
Oh, look at. See?
How many of our guests, though, have mentioned Nike Talk, though? That's what I want to know. Like, that's when you know it's real.
Yeah, quite a few of them have. And see, that's how we know. We got real ones on here. But, Channing, you know, we want to start at the beginning. That's where we start with everybody. So, doing my best Sanaa Lathan in Brown Sugar. When did you fall in love with sneakers?
Like butter, Gerard.
There's so many. You know what? There's so many points of my life where I like fell in love and recommitted and like all of that stuff. And so obviously first and foremost was when I was a kid. So I was very much a girly tomboy. Like I was climbing trees in dresses, like in ruffle socks, like living my best life. And everybody knows like when you go school shopping at the beginning of the year and you get your stuff, like I was used to going to Payless and getting my LA Gear light ups. And one day my mom was like, hey, we're going to go to Foot Locker. And I was like, oh my God, big girl shoes. And so, so my shoe that I picked out was the Nike Cortez and I fell in love. Like I wore those mugs out. Like, you couldn't tell me anything about myself. And that's when I really was like, I like these. Like, I like sneakers, but whatever. And in all honesty, growing up, like, I wasn't allowed to get anything other than, like, Air Force Ones, Cortezes, K-Swiss. Those were my three. Anything, don't even ask about Jordan. I circled the eBay catalog so much and was like.
They were like, nah, chill.
Christmas. And I was like. No,
the catalog was the best though. Like that vibe, whatever came in the mail,
the greatest. So, like, you know, then I, you know, was in high school and had my, like, my Steve Madden phase with the wedge shoes and shit. And, like, I look back and I'm like, you're already 5'6". Like, really, you want to be cool? Like, with the bell bottoms and all that stuff. And then the Olympic Sevens dropped re-released in 2003, I want to say. And my boyfriend at the time had some, and he gave me some for my birthday. And I opened it, and I fell in love all over again.
With and the shoes, like, or with him?
Oh, shoes.
I was trying to, I was like,
no fun.
I figured. I was just.
But that's when I was like, yo, I'm going to get back into this. Like, this was my jam, especially because they were J's. Like, I'd never been able to get them. And so then I got into college and still had no money. So I was really kicking it in, like, New Balances, like, you know, just rocking the New Balances to school all the time. Kept it up with my Forces and my Cortezes. And then when I finally graduated to adult money, I was able to, like, snag stuff that I'd always wanted and all of that stuff. So really, for me, it's always been something that I gravitated towards because I, not only did I love it, but I just felt like myself in sneakers. Like, I felt like I could be myself.
Yeah.
And not do the struggle baby walk.
I love it. The struggle baby.
It comes with heels.
Yep. That baby deer.
Yeah.
I love it.
Catch me after the club. Circa 2007.
Nothing is more attractive than a girl who can't walk in their heels. Said nobody ever.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm quite old. I don't frequent clubs anymore, but
not anymore. I haven't gone to a club in like 10 years. It's fine.
But clubs, right?
I'm done with you.
But you know, being up here in NYC again, but you know this, the famed cobblestone streets in the Meatpacking District, and
in Hoboken, the famed cobblestone streets off the path in Hoboken.
And I know on a club night that 2, 3, 4 in the morning, it's like, oh God, we gonna see some spills and all kinds of ridiculous.
Leaving One Oak with like a balancing competition to go get that late night slice of pizza.
No. I actually did like a shoot in those streets, those same Hoboken streets, and there were other bloggers like in their heels just struggling, and I was there in like Reebok classics. It's like,
I'm good.
What, like it's hard or something?
What, like it's hard? Oh, Jenna, you said something about adult money, and that, you know, I wasn't going to go here, but it's just so interesting. What was it like when you got that first adult paycheck? And when you're like, shit, I'm about to, you can't really tell me nothing now. I'm going to the store. I'm getting this.
I was like, the government takes this much.
that's the first thing. You're like, wait, how much?
Like, how much did I actually make? Like, that was like my thing. Like, really? This is taxes?
And we're still in debt as a country? How?
You're definitely not getting that student loan payment. kidding. Paying you, Sally.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, but nonetheless, I really did. I really was like, wow. Yeah. I made it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's... The first time you actually make adult money, you're like, yo. I mean, for me, it was a little warped because I was in sales, right? So it was like a commission check. And I was like, for real? This is how you get paid out here in these streets? I mean, you know, might have wild out a little bit, but, you know, smart, much smarter now. Right. So obviously, you love sneakers. And that brings us to CNK Daily, which I love because it's for the ladies. And even though it's for the ladies, I'd definitely be on there checking stuff out because I'm like, let me see what perspectives y'all got on stuff. And where did the genesis for CNK Daily come from?
Oh, so really, I had a website prior to CNK, and it was a music website. And I just didn't feel like that was what I was called to do, to be honest with you. And we had a section of the website called Chicks and Kicks. And it was where I went and I interviewed women because I obviously love sneakers and interviewed them in sneaks to talk about what they were doing with their lives. And I just felt so fulfilled doing that. But also I saw so much love for it. There were so many people who were like, this is awesome. And so I just kind of took that as confirmation and took a leap and closed down the old website. But first, I Googled Chicks and Kicks. And literally all that came up was like girls in bikinis and J's. And I was like, oh, this is not me. But I also feel like if you're going to criticize something, like, come up with a solution. You know what I mean? Like, try to find a solution. So I wasn't going to keep complaining about it and not do something. So I was like, well, I didn't really see myself reflected in the media of that time. And so I was like, I feel like we can create it. So shorten the name from Chicks and Kicks to C&K Daily and launch the website, close down the old one, and the rest is history.
Love that.
Literally, like, started the Instagram. It had, like, 10 followers. Like, it was, like, it was so cool. It's been so cool to see it grow and to see girls really gravitate towards it and to see the elevation of the female sneaker community now. I mean, it's always been there. You know, you have, like, OGs who've literally been in this since, like, early 90s. And it's nice to see that them finally getting that just due. So,
I was going to say, you've done a great job, too, of also making it an inclusive community, which I think is the most important part, right? Not just looking at problems, but solutions mm-hmm. within the culture. And you talk a little bit about the evolution of the site. So I would love to get more into that, how you came up with the Sneak Her style. It's one of my favorite weekly series posts that you guys do. And just, you know, what's the difference between where you started and where you are now?
Oh, how it started, how it's going?
Yes, exactly.
So I think the main difference between then and now is a little bit more direction. I think, you know, back then it was really like, oh, we're just going to put this out and we're going to throw things against the wall and see if it sticks. But now we've really begun to understand our audience and to understand the girls that we're serving. And I think understand that there is such a spectrum. With our platform, you know, everybody from the novice to the girl who has had a sneaker connect since she was 5 can come and access stuff and feel included. And that's one thing that I really pride myself on. That and the team that we've built in our building. There are some amazing women that are working with me that I wouldn't have met if not for this. And they're smarter than me, which is a blessing. So it's nice to have people who you can learn from and you can grow with. That for me is number one. But as far as like content, I think sneaker style was just a natural evolution. It was just kind of a term that I kind of thought, oh, this makes sense. You know what I mean? Especially because we really wanted to talk about this in terms of a style aspect because I'd never really seen that done before where – like if you look at like fashion blogs and stuff like that, they're really talking about style and how to style their shoes. And I thought it was something that was really missing in the space to talk about how to style your sneakers. Like what can you wear with a dress and a pair of ones? Like, you know what I mean? So, so that's really where that catalyst came from. And then just the evolution rather of just the sneaker moniker, that's just something that really began to stick and just flow naturally in everything that we do and in every way that we operate.
I love that. You know, it's so interesting because obviously this is Women's History Month and we've had so many dope women's guests on. And, you know, you talked about all the women you work with. And one of the things I love about what you said, that these women are smarter than you. A mark of a good leader and good CEO is filling the knowledge gaps, right? Knowing enough to know what I don't know, but I'm gonna get somebody who does know what I don't know to make this stuff hot, right? Because that's the whole point. I'm trying to make this thing really pop. So I need the smartest people in here. Whatever I don't know, I got to fill that up. And I love the fact that brands now, and I want your take on this, are seemingly trying to get women involved. We know that Melody Ehsani is now the new creative director over at Foot Locker. Portia Blunt's new VP of apparel over at Reebok. Do you think that this is finally the industry being like, all right, we out here, we're going to be really inclusive. It's not just token hires. We really mean this shit, and we're going to listen to these women and try to make a difference.
I think to an extent, yes. But I do think that there's still a lot of work to do. I think that, you know, Melody is amazing. Porsche is amazing. I think that there are so many other women too, though. And so I think it's important that we don't get so stuck in a bubble that we continue to elevate people who are already elevated, right? But also want to make sure that you're giving just due to people who are in the community who have built it. Definitely interested and want to see more Black women in leadership positions, especially in C-suite positions within these brands, when in decision-making positions in the boardroom when they're talking about who they're pitching to or what the shoe is going to mean to this consumer or that consumer. It's important to have the people that you're selling this to be present in the decision-making process. And so, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're necessarily expecting these changes overnight, but I do think that we do need to see some consistent changes in who is creating and who is making the decisions, especially in the higher up positions. That's definitely something we're pushing for with our collective.
I love that. And do you think that some of this mainstream appeal, especially like, I feel like I see Jordan ones everywhere, all over town. Even mids are having a moment.
You see mids everywhere.
You see mids everywhere, which is new. I see a lot of Jordan 1s, though, in general. I mean, I'll be out in the streets. Well, the covered up streets.
Yeah,
I still go to stores sometimes, Rod. I don't mean like the club streets. Let's not manage expectations here, okay? I'm not any cobblestone streets. I consider the grocery store and CVS to be the streets because you got to wear shoes to go out of the house in those streets. Those are the streets that I'm at. In the CVS streets, shout to CVS, except that it's not sponsored by CVS.
Canned good streets.
In the canned good streets. I see a lot of Jordan 1s. Do you think that because sneakers are more mainstream, that that's what's fueled the need for this conversation in the women's space?
Do I feel like the like sneakers going mainstream?
Do you think that mainstream is igniting a fire under these brands to have more of that appeal and finally listen to some of the concerns and questions that women in the culture have had for years because there's now a larger voice?
To an extent, I think really market share is a lot. You know, we saw about 2 years ago, we saw the women's sneaker market increase 39%. Numbers talk, right? So when you see your market share go up, especially in a sector that has been dominated by luxury heels for the longest time, it turns your attention. It makes you do a swivel move. But also, I will say social media has played a huge role because now women have a voice and they have followers and they are not shy about sharing their opinions. They are not shy about sharing what they like and they are not shy about sharing what they don't like and what they don't find acceptable. And so I think, too, when you have platforms like, you know, CNK Daily and, you know, our sisters over like Kicks and Froze and True to Size and really creating content without the help of brands and really championing women without the help of brands, it's kind of a call to action, I think, for them, if they're smart, right, to really tap into a market that is super fresh and, more importantly, super invested in what they wear and a market that buys for their family. Like, women buy for their families all the time. So you want us in your corner.
No, yeah, that's dead on. And I think we could talk about this for literally hours, but this ties it back into your whole point about inclusivity, right? Like, how can you try to have a conversation about women's market when the people in the room making any decisions ain't no women in there, right? Like, sure. I mean, what do you know about shit?
Like, the mathing, you get what I mean?
Right. And the right women. It's not even just the women in the rooms. I think, like, let's take it a step further, right? It's like women who truly have an understanding of the needs of the type of women that are looking at sneakers.
Yeah.
I will also
consumer. I think that's important. But also women who have a pulse on the street. And what is important to us,
Yeah.
More importantly, because it's not just about aesthetics. You know, you can put together a cute shoe, but do you really know what's important to us with all this storytelling and whatnot? Do you really know what's important? I think that's the question.
Yeah. I think another interesting point there too, and I think Gabby and I talked about last week, like, you know, so much of the sneaker culture when we talk about is based on these collabs, right? Or the drops that come out, right? But for Nike and all these other brands, those ain't the shoes that, like, drive their bottom line. Like, they're just not. Like, Nike's, the Tangune is what keeps the lights on, right? The shoe that you find
Air Force One keeps the lights on.
In Dick's Sporting Goods in Milwaukee.
It's that damn dad shoe.
Yeah, the Tangune.
And the Monarch.
Oh, the Monarchs. No, the Monarchs. Yep.
The Monarch is the daddest of the dad
shoes. Those are the shoes that keep the lights on, right? So, to the point about women, right, and the women who buy for their families. The mom in, I don't know why I keep picking on Iowa. Let me find another state.
It's okay. I'm from Minnesota. We can pick on Iowa.
The mom in Kansas City ain't necessarily going out to the store and being like, all right, let me get my kids some Jordan 1s. No, she's going to Dick's and like, all right, I got four kids. Here we go. You know, this one for you. Like, whatever Nike one's on the wall. So how much of it is we need people who understand the business side of it, right? And that, the units, and also the culture and like what is relevant in the real streets, not the CVS and canned goods streets.
Obviously, I think there's a balance that you have to strike with both of these things, right? So at the end of the day, this is a business. And if Nike doesn't sell shoes, or if Reebok doesn't sell shoes, or Adidas doesn't sell shoes, they're out of business, right? Or they sell their payroll or whatever, they're out of business. But I think you also have to strike a balance between asking people to spend their money and committing to them as a consumer, right? And making sure that you're giving them something that's quality and giving them an experience that they can take to the bank and say, okay, I'm glad that I bought those shoes. I'm not mad about it. Do you get what I mean? So I think it's definitely a balance that's being struck right now, but we'll see what happens in the next few years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing I talked about last week, Gabby. Right, the idea of the contract between the consumer, us, and the brand. Right, like, we want to feel like it's an experience that was worthwhile, or else it's like, yo, why am I giving you that hard-earned adult money that I had to work for? Right, like. I mean, this is not a, when I'm feeling after this, like, after taxes, right? After the government done run through my pockets, like, now, right. You know, so I want to make sure this is a good experience. Now, this is incredible. We could literally talk to you about this for 17 hours, but we ain't got that kind of time. We don't have that kind of time. But folks, stay tuned, because you know what's coming up next. America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. So stay tuned. What's up, y'all? We are back, and you know what time it is. America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. Shouts to our friends Adina and Chad Jones, the sneaker god and goddess. They are the best.
Goddess. You know what I mean? You're going to do it. You got to do it all the way.
You got to sound like you're like an old Italian woman. Like, what's the tool?
Yeah. I love it. Gabagool. Gabagool. Look at that. They're going to be like, what? What are you guys talking about?
No, I'm kidding.
But you guys know, if you want to know anything there is to know about sneakers, sneaker culture, if you are someone who wants to sell shoes, you want to look for that exclusive pair that you're like, man, I don't know, StockX is kind of crazy. Look, anotherlane.com, Chad and Adina will help you out. Tell them we sent you and check that place out. It is a dope spot. Now, Channing. This segment is all about you, so the floor is yours.
It's my favorite part.
This is all right. That makes me a little nervous. You're like triggering my anxiety.
My bad. You know, just
your mouth got a little dry.
She's like, hold on.
All I know is I'm like creating my virtual shopping list in my head. I'm like, wait, okay, we wear the same size.
Oh yeah, Gabby is taking note right now of everything, and she's like, ooh.
Things to send you, so let me know.
I was like, don't tease a girl like that.
Yeah, listen,
I always like to, like, when I get shoes, I like to give a pair away.
Oh,
so
Oh, listen.
Don't worry, Gabby. I'll send you.
Gabby's going to be all up in your...
Now my throat is dry. I'm like, drink some water. I'm like, whoo.
All right. Show us that first pair, Channing.
Okay. So you wanted me to just show you and then tell
story? Yeah.
Okay. So first pair it's not the flossy floss.
It's not about floss. It's about why it matters to you.
It's a
classic. I knew it was coming.
It's a classic Cortez. Listen, when I tell you how much I love this shoe, I love this shoe. I have like, you know how people have like 8 different, you know, Jordan 11s? I have like 15 different Cortezes. Like, this is my shoe. I love it. It will forever be my favorite because it was my first. So, yes, favorite. There we go.
Shouts to Forrest Gump, too, by the way.
And they say romance is dead.
I said shouts to Forrest Gump, too, by the way. Thank you, Cortez.
Everybody does that to me. Like, that's
not... I did not do that to you. I said it's perfect. You know,
everybody's like, they're the Forrest Gump shoes. I'm like, no, listen. Forrest Gump.
So much more than that.
No, they are way more than that. It is a real love affair. I can tell.
Right. Okay, so these are a little beat up, but I love them.
Love it.
This was my first and last experience with resale. I actually was like looking for these. I've been looking for the original Air Max, and then they re-released them. I don't know if you guys remember, but they re-released them for the anniversary like 3 years ago. And I hated that little like 326 on the tongue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want that. That's not the one I want. And so I searched high and low for these. Ended up finding them on eBay.
Yeah. Okay.
On eBay for $70.
Someone didn't know.
Someone didn't.
That's the best though. When they don't know.
Bad. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, is resale like this? And then I realized very quickly it was not. So this was a unicorn, but one of my favorite shoes. I wear it all the
time. Love it.
That.
All right. So another one. So.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm pulling things that aren't like super hype.
I'll say I'm shocked by this pair.
Are you? Okay.
See what I did there?
The story.
Gabby. Jesus.
I said I'm shocked by this pair.
Listen, she is a pun like
I said shocked.
She's a dad pun master. That is what she does.
All right, so the shocks. Interesting story about the shocks. Remember how I told you when I was a kid I was not allowed anything but an Air Force One, a Cortez, or a K-Swiss. So, being the daddy's girl that I am, I bribed him to take me to Foot Locker after school one day, without my mother's knowledge, of course.
Obviously.
And because I'd seen the commercials with the shocks, and I just wanted a pair so bad. So we went to the Foot Locker, and the only pair that they had in my, well, it wasn't even my size. It was like a size and a half, 2 sizes too big. But it was like the white and the gray. With like the gray shocks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I convinced him to buy them for me. And being the trickster that I was at that age, I also wore them out the store so my mother could not force me to return them.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
And then I got home.
Mm-hmm.
When she saw them on my feet and she said, what are those? And basically, they were taken away until they could actually fit them. But nonetheless, I was grounded. And then I got my adult money, and these came out last year, and I was like, oh my God, I need to have these, and I put them on my wish list, and then they showed up. It was really nice. A friend of mine from the brand sent them over, and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much, but they actually fit.
I love it. Those are the best stories, man. Like, I love it.
Yeah, I finesse. I finesse, not
going to
lie.
Gabby, she said, let me wear them out the store. Because, see, that's the beauty about when you're a kid, right? You are already playing the imaginations out in your head. I'm definitely going to get in trouble. How do I figure it out to make sure that I can still keep it? Okay, if I wear it, we can't take it back. Like, you're doing all the things.
Kids are criminals for that reason. It's brilliant. It's like
my poor dad, he was clueless. Like, and I just, you know, as like a girl, like, you know, daddy will get me what I want. If I just say please and daddy, yep, I will get what I want. And so, yeah.
Reason number 100, not to have daughters. See, there we go.
I don't know. My brother got everything that he wanted from my mom. So it is the same thing, Gerard.
Not quite.
Listen, my mother was not having that nor playing it. And Yeah, that was a bad day.
Yeah, but you still won, though. And, like, you know what? I feel like that's a very fair compromise with the parents saying, you can wear them when they fit. That's not too bad.
It's also the grounding, though. That's the thing, you know?
I'm going to get these. And this was before smartphones. Oh, my God. So what I did is I took my little disposable camera and took a picture of my shoe and showed it to them.
Nice. I love it. I love it. This is fantastic.
Of course.
I hope you still have that picture.
I don't know. I'll have to search. I have like this big bin full of like pictures.
I bet it's in there. Everything. Bet it's in there.
Probably in there. I'll have to look. But yeah. Okay. So God, there's so many things to choose from.
Light flex.
I think.
No, a little dust off.
Another thing I wanted to share was this one. Oh. So I don't know if you guys are familiar. This is, I believe, the second shoe that Kirby Jean Raymond designed for his Reebok collaboration. And I'm a big fan of, like, storytelling. I'm a big fan of, like, when designers actually reach into the community and take something from the community for their aesthetic. And so I just really like the story behind his collections. I'm a huge fan of his. I, like, fangirl every time he pops into Clubhouse. But yeah, I really love these shoes, especially because they tell a story. And we were actually able to do a shoot with these at the Dallas African American History Museum when they had an amazing exhibit, from a young lady who was, one of Thomas Jefferson's slaves. It's just really interesting, like the dynamic between, or the juxtaposition between like then and now, and just really paying homage and I don't know, just really, really taking a step and thinking about how far we've come as people. I think that's so important. And so I really want to make sure I support designers who tell those stories and aren't afraid to tell those stories. So I love him. I think he's amazing. God, there's so many other things. What else do y'all want to see?
What is your, what, like, your most worn pair, your favorite, like, go-to currently? I know that, for me, changes all the time, so.
It really does. Okay.
Okay.
I love this. I'm like, we're in the vault.
I see some 11s back there. On the
You know I'm looking at those 97s.
Actual existing rotation is, let me flip the trunk.
I love it.
So, these Dunks are heavy rotation right now. I love them. And they will be in heavy rotation all summer. These Silver Toes.
Oh, Gabby,
I haven't put mine on yet. I love them.
I didn't realize I would love them as much as I do.
Obsessed. I wish I had a second pair already, and I haven't even put them on yet.
Absolutely obsessed. The satin lining in here is chef's kiss. And I really didn't realize that I would love them as much as I do, but I love them. So I sent a tweet, like, when all of that stuff was going on, I was like, you know what? A surefire way to get your way is to not buy hype. Just go for, like, stuff that isn't hype. And one of my favorite, like, non-hype shoes that I'm so grateful that no one, like, is, like, coveting is the P6000.
This is, like, okay. I like the gold.
Yes. I actually just picked these up at Ama Manier in Houston. And I love these. I have a few other colors, but I love the P6000. That's in heavy rotation right now. And then also in heavy rotation right now, something that I think was really slept on is the Space Hippie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super comfortable.
Yeah, everyone says that.
Super comfortable. I have like a pair to work out in, and then I have a pair on ice just waiting for the day that my soul falls off. It won't, but
it's a lot of soul to fall off, though. It's a lot of soul. I don't think that one's going anywhere.
Yeah. I know. I never, you know what? I always get scared when the soul is over like an inch, because then I'm like, this is taking me back to my Steve Madden days. So that's, so those are the ones I'm like, God, I wear all my shoes though.
I love that.
Yeah.
I wear all of my shoes. Like, you can see, like, marks on pretty much every single one of them. I think another one that I always wear and will always wear is the 93.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's, like, one of the my
classic.
Favorite.
That
yeah,
is they, a classic.
They re-released that a few years ago as well. And then, so, favorite. Go ahead and grab this. This would be this one.
Oh, a little Swarovski crystal action.
Swarovski.
Yeah. Wow.
I think this
the gold.
One is,
I love
yes,
it.
Yes. This is like one of my favorites. And I have the Silver Bullets. The Silver Bullets are also a shoe that Mama wouldn't let me get back in the day.
The Swarovski or the original ones? Or do you have both?
No, the original ones. The wow. Silver Bullets. So she wouldn't let me get them. And then I popped up with them when they re-released. And I was like,
what now?
Jokes on you. And I was like singing like Dom Kennedy's 1997, and she had no clue what was going on.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Oh, where are we?
When I wrote my first rhyme.
We're in the 90s, Rod. We are in the 90s.
She had no clue. She was looking at me like,
she's like, what?
Just new shoes? Why are you pointing your toe like that?
Oh my God. I freaking love it, man. Jenny, that was, I love those shoes. Love this. Love the reasons you love them all. Obviously, I mean, it's tied to your youth, right? That's when it all began. That's when you first fell in love. So all these things are bringing back those feelings. And, you know, even the times you got in trouble for maybe tricking your dad into buying you shoes that you shouldn't have gotten.
I said, I stand by that behavior. Absolutely. I feel like it was unreasonable for her to just ruin the shoes to Air Force Ones, A-Swiss, and Cortez. That was, like, next level rude, bro. Like,
100%.
Oh my God, folks, that was Shoe & Tell presented by Another Lane. Listen, if you want to potentially find some of those hard to find pairs, you're like, man, I don't know. I had those pair of 93s when I was a kid. Okay, just head over to anotherlane.com and just start browsing. So many sellers on there that have these deep, intricate collections, you might find you some. And our good friend Chad might be able to find it for you. Chad, don't kill me if you can't find it for somebody. And I told him that you could find it.
He's the god.
He is the god. He is. So head over to anotherlane.com, folks, and check that out. At Channing, thank you so much for joining us. This was a pleasure. Where can the people find you?
Well, you can always find me at CNK Daily. That's the plug. And personal, call her Chanlo. My screen name has elevated since AOL days.
I was gonna say, yeah, call her Chanlo is a little bit more elevated. I like that. I feel you on that.
Oh no, I just revealed that to the world.
Listen,
the
well, we have some funny ones where women on here talked about like dudes sliding in their DMs, so like hilarious stuff. But fellas, behave yourself, be respectful out here in these streets. Won't be causing no trouble.
Gabby knows this.
It's true.
That's why she's I had to send Gabby my phone number. I was like, girl,
taking it to the next level, girl.
You're like, ain't nobody no DMs, chill. folks. You know where to find us. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as part of the Count the Digs family on the Bomb Network feed. And of course, we're on YouTube. We are on all social media platforms at Kicks and Shit Show. And we will see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.